Wow, you're amazing. You got to the 12th month. Congratulations. Let's take a deep breath in and let's continue with this month's gratitude. So, we are back into the present moment, into the present month, into the month of presence. What are some gifts that you feel that you have received? Maybe you actually received some amazing gifts from friends or family. Maybe you had some great times during the holidays. Or maybe it's actually this experience of writing down the things that you're grateful for and taking the time for yourself to do this and to change your perspective about the year that has just passed. I'm grateful for the time spent with family, for the beautiful moments that we shared, for being intentional about what I want from these holidays and what kinds of experiences I would like to have with my family. Another experience that I'm really grateful for is going to Christmas concerts and feeling that holiday vibe, that beautiful feeling of celebration, of joy. It's something really amazing and really magical about it. And another experience that I'm really grateful for is celebrating the win of the local team with Celtic Glasgow and qualifying for the European Spring for the next matches in Europa League. I am very inspired by the professionalism of the players, their desire to win, and their passion for getting better and for being great even in the European competition where our local team is the only one that is qualified. Their performance inspires me to have better performances and to get better at what I am doing. And I'm really grateful for that and also for being able to experience these things personally. A while ago, I could only see these kinds of big teams on TV. And now, this year, I got to experience them firsthand. And this means a lot to me as a man, but also it means a lot to the inner child that wanted to become a professional soccer player. It was great having the opportunity to give him these gifts this year. And since it's the last month, I think this is a great opportunity to have an overview of the whole year. I am very grateful and I feel very blessed that in this past 12 to 14 months, we got to travel more than we ever did. We got to see many beautiful countries and experience amazing cultures, and it really feels like a dream come true. Now look at your list. Look at the things that you've written there for every month and take the time to enjoy this beautiful feeling. Maybe grab a tea or some really good hot beverage. Get cozy and relive those beautiful moments. Give this time to yourself. And especially do this before writing the goals for 2020. You will feel much, much more inspired and much more confident that you can experience some amazing things in the year to come. Some of them will become a reality. Some will not. But the most important thing is that you will know that at the end of the year, you will feel blessed. This has been Georgie and Benta. Thank you so much for listening. Let me know how this experience was for you. Send me a DM on Instagram or an email at hello@georgieandbenta.com. And let's stay in touch in 2020 as well. Have a blessed 2020. A happy new year.